As your Marvin authorized installing retailer, Midwest Window and Supply will make replacing and installing your windows easy. Serving the Chicagoland area since 1980, family-owned Midwest Window and Supply is built on successful partnerships and customer service. Visit MidwestWindow.discovermarvin.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour brought to you by Sharp Vision Modern LASIK.
It's a movement. It's a revolution. And I'm excited to be a small part of it.
Rich Campbell.
I'll get up with you. Have some coffee.
Chicago Tribune Bears beat writer.
Everything that happened, every last word is in my notes.
Bringing you the latest from Hallis Hall.
Absolutely terrible. And again, it's unacceptable. There's no excuses. Every fan that showed up from Chicago today that was a Chicago Bears fan, they should be upset.
Asking hard-hitting questions.
What impressed you about Leonard Sack?
Rich Campbell with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Connor laughs at that every single time.
I forget it's coming.
I know, and it's funny. The top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Big Ten West Division champions return to Ryan Field this Saturday when they host UNLV. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m. Season and single game tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Let's welcome Rich Campbell to the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, over 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. He's on Twitter at Rich_Campbell. He of the Tribune Bears beat. When we last left our intrepid reporter on Friday, you were getting ready to go cross-examine Matt Nagy. And, Rich, all I got to say is, as an assembled crew of beat reporters, that was outstanding.
Yep.
Actually getting stuff, and you weren't interrupted by some ham-fisted TV person. We actually saw him having a tap dance a little bit.
I appreciate you saying that. We put a lot of thought into the questions that we ask and prepare, at least some of us do. And I think Nagy, to his credit, helps us with that, because unlike his predecessor, Nagy will engage, and he did on Friday. He was very self-critical. He was open with his evaluation of Mitch Trubisky, some of the offensive line problems that they had. And frankly, I think that makes the process work better for the audience, the fan base. They want explanations. I think it helps the team, for the fans to understand what the team's doing moving forward. And, you know, some of the important takeaways there was Nagy continued to hammer his own play calling. You know, it's difficult to get a satisfactory answer about that, because there are always some strategic elements that he's going to want to protect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not going to tell us what runs he should have called or when, but just the overall admission that he needed to call more runs, even with the RPOs that kind of go both ways, that was helpful. He was very helpful about Mitch and some of the shortcomings, which, you know, we can get into that a little bit more, but some problems that were just too familiar, you know, eyes not in the right place, telegraphing throws, making wrong decisions on RPOs. I mean, this stuff is supposed to be behind him. So, yeah, it was a helpful session on Friday for sure.
So, Rich, that's where I want to start some of the strategery of it all. The offense did not seem balanced, and it seemed to dig itself into whatever hole it could find at the time. So after the game, Matt Nagy says 3rd and 1s, we're going to pick those up. We promise we're going to pick those up. Do you have any sense, knowing that he's not going to give away a game plan necessarily, do you have any sense of what he means when he promises that, what that means for the offense?
Not necessarily, no, because Think about the different ways he could go with that. I mean, if you call an RPO, which is what they had on the 2nd, 3rd and 1,
yeah,
the one that Mitch was sacked on, okay, that is packaged so that the offense is going to be right based on the numbers that the quarterback is seeing, either to one side of the center or the other, or how the defense looks right at the snap. Mitch made a wrong decision. You know, Trubisky admitted it. To his credit, he admitted it. Nagy said the same thing, should have given the ball off to David Montgomery. But also on that play, you know, I asked him about this on Friday, because even with Mitch saying he should have given it, and he had one-on-one blocks to the right side, Kenny Clark pushed James Daniels back 2 yards. And that was a recurring theme in the game. Kenny Clark's a really good nose tackle. He's a first-round pick from a few years ago, and he's the centerpiece of that front seven. He was stronger than James Daniels at some really important moments, the other one being the other 3rd and 1, where Cordarrelle Patterson was in the backfield. And as Matt said on Friday, Walter Payton could have had the ball there, and it wouldn't have mattered. And that's right, because James Daniels got beat. So when Nagy says we're going to get this, what does he do? Does he, you know, make James Daniels stronger at the point of attack? Does he figure out you can't package a play for Adam Shaheen to be a part of, you know, running a route? Maybe that's part of it. Maybe Trey Burton coming back would help them a little bit. It's hard to say. It's hard to say, but you could hear his frustration and determination, at least, in that comment.
I remember also on Friday you said you were interested in figuring out where the two stories about the 50-yard field goal that wasn't attempted met, where at one point you thought that, you know, 56 and in was attemptable. That was the green zone, the go zone. And then Nagy made it sound like maybe that wasn't the case. And now, after hearing the multiple explanations of why he went for it on fourth and 10 instead of trying to kick what should be a routine nearly 70% opportunity to make NFL field goal, I get back to the scene in Rocky III when they're on the beach and they say, hey, what's going on? What's really going on here, Rock? What's the matter with you? You want the truth? I'm afraid, all right? I'm afraid. For the first time in my life, I'm afraid. And that's what I think is at work here.
Well, I think that's probably closer to the truth than sort of the convoluted explanation that we got. I mean, first of all, as we established, the wires were crossed. The Pinheiro said he was good from 55 to 58. We saw him make from longer than that in pregame. And here was Nagy saying on Friday, it was beyond the number, okay? And then it was put to him, shouldn't 51 yards on a mild September evening at Soldier Field, you know, the wind was blowing 8 miles an hour. For a strong-legged kicker, isn't it reasonable to expect him to make that or at least attempt it? You know, he should be good enough to attempt it. And then Nagy started talking about, you know, we were down there. You know, he said, we were down there, and I figured we needed to try to take the lead while we were down there. I mean, down there is, to me, fourth and two from the five. You know, it is not fourth and 10 from the 33. That's not down there. And
yeah, don't you think your offense is better than that, that you shouldn't have to act with that? Well, you know, we're never getting there again.
Yeah, well, right? his point was is that he didn't want to take that field goal from that distance when it wasn't going to give them the lead, okay? So, but this was late in the third quarter. The Bears ended up having three more possessions here. You know what? So say he kicks the field goal, all right, because it was 7-3 at that point. Say they kick the field goal and make it, and it's 7-6. Okay, it's now a field goal game instead of a touchdown game. Any coach prefers losing by a field goal than a touchdown. And then you know what ended up happening anyway is that the Packers kicked a field goal and the Bears still would have needed a touchdown. So that part of it made no sense to me at all. And what it came down to for me was that Matt just doesn't have confidence in the kicker. I mean, I don't know how else we can interpret all of these explanations. And for everything he has said about, you know, we've got to make sure that Eddie feels like he's not going to get cut if he misses one. This is just broadcasting that they just don't have confidence in him. And it's going to be up to Eddie to take the chances that Nagy gives him. You know, when we go to altitude this weekend and the range you would think would be a lot longer for a strong-legged guy like that, Eddie's got to make him to earn the confidence and to help take the air and the tension out of this thing.
You mentioned that he'll go to altitude. That also means you're going to Vic Fangio, and we'll see what he looks like against the Raiders. But if the football gods have any just left in them, that means the Raiders will look terrible. I just wonder, you know, now that you've put so much struggle on the tape for the offense, it's like you're playing into Vic's hands, knowing that you've got to get X, Y, and Z figured out with the offense, so he knows those things are coming. It's a bad place to be in.
It is, and just add into that Vic saw Mitch practice every day for the last 2 years. I mean, it is not a favorable week two bounce back matchup. And it's going to be fascinating for all of us because we're going to learn what Vic really thinks of Mitch. You know, how Vic thinks that opponents for the last two seasons could rattle him.
Don't we know? Didn't Tremont Williams tell us?
15 in the box.
Yeah, I guarantee you that Vic Fangio wants to make it, to use Tremont Williams' words, and probably those of Mike Pettine, wants to make Mitchell Trubisky beat them by playing quarterback.
That's it. And, you know, that means make sure that he's throwing instead of running. And if, you know, as you talk to folks around the league after Trubisky has going through a second season, the idea was, look, Mitch is limited in some ways as a pocket passer. You know, the Bears did not project that in their evaluation of him. They thought he was going to be the best pocket passer of the three that came out in that draft early. But it turns out the best thing Mitch has going for him are his legs, that he can make you pay. He can extend drives on third down by running, and he did that against the Packers. And so, yeah, I mean, when Tremont Williams said that the other night, were you surprised?
No.
Not at all. Yeah, not at all. And that seems reasonable. So, you know, what's Vic going to do? He's probably going to make sure they have a spy on him, that the edge rushers who are so good for that team are really disciplined. Vic is always he hammers home the importance of pass rush lane integrity, and you try to disguise some coverages and make Mitch read. Make Mitch get from one to two to three. And, yeah, again, it's going to be up to Nagy to counter this, and I think the way he has to do it is run. I mean, run the ball. Play to the strength of your roster, which is your defense. And it's kind of funny how we always sort of rolled our eyes at John Fox's complimentary football approach, which was so brutal to watch at times, where he really had, you know, Mitch on training wheels. But there's almost some wisdom in that as you go forward now, especially when the defense is better and the offense and the personnel offensively are a little bit better, that truly is the way the formula the Bears should be using to win games.
Honest to God, watching back through that game against the Packers, I think that defense may be better than it was last year. I think that's entirely possible. It may not end up being that way statistically, just because of the struggles you're going to have on offense and how much that team could be on the field if these struggles continue. But you had five sacks, and only one of them came from a guy that had a whole lot of national praise in Akeem Hicks. That defense was real incredible, and that's a breakout game for Leonard Floyd.
Yeah, breakout game for Leonard Floyd, and then you see Roquan Smith and the ascent. I mean, that's the type of ascent that people were hoping to see from Mitch, where he just flash plays, splash plays right away. That Roquan, I mean, from the first play of the game, you could tell he was seeing the field and that he knew where to go. His instincts were showing. And then Floyd, you know, Floyd wasn't necessarily winning with the speed rush around the edge. You know, that's positive. They talked, Bears coaches talked about Floyd's toolbox a little bit. Well, one of those sacks was speed to power, bull rush, that Floyd really did a good job of collapsing the pocket quickly and then shedding a block and kind of retracing his path to make sacks. So I'm with you. The fact that they had five sacks is impressive. The fact that Khalil Mack had none of them is even more impressive. And when you have Roy Robertson-Harris, who's a role player for this team, absolutely steamrolling a starting NFL lineman, it's nothing but good things. The thing is, you get to the end of the game, and you're left with that feeling you had a little bit at times last year, is that, man, when this defense doesn't take the ball away, when they don't score, the Bears are kind of a different team. They need the takeaways. They need the defensive touchdowns because the offense just doesn't give them that margin for error.
On the checklist of the Nagy comments that were eyebrow-raising, to say the least, I didn't like the way he responded again. And this is in the wake of already coming off a playoff loss where he was saying very similar things about getting away from the run, and how he said, well, I'll have to meet with the coaches and we'll talk about that. And I'm thinking, no, don't diffuse this and don't globalize this. A head coach can say, I will call more runs. He can say it. He calls the plays. He's holding that laminated card. Why did he decide to soft pedal that answer in the way that he did, rather than just owning that? That was kind of a I'll get with the coaches. No. You're in charge.
Yeah, actually, it's funny you mention that, because the group of us Trib writers have talked about this over the weekend. Like, yeah, man, why do you need to talk to the running backs coach? Yes, those guys are responsible for certain elements of the game plan, whether it is, all right, these assistants will work on third down, these assistants will work on red zone. But you're absolutely right. It's Nagy holding the play sheet, and that was, if it wasn't a cop-out, it was certainly a move to globalize this and maybe to take attention away or to at least protect something, because, frankly, I don't understand either why he's just not going on the play sheet and feeling we've got to run the ball here. Now, if his point is you know, layered underneath that, that look, he had no confidence in his offensive line, that his offensive line was getting beat up. And when the Bears were running the ball, it's not like they were gashing the Packers. So in that regard, it wasn't like there's a wide open door that Nagy just didn't walk through. And so if for him, it's a matter of, I need to get with, let's say, Harry Hiestand, and just so I'm confident enough that we can win certain blocks, that certain plays are going to work, and that I'm going to feel confident calling these, maybe that's it. I mean, I'm putting words in his mouth there that he didn't say, and I'm with you. Without that extra part of that explanation, it does fall short for me, that answer.
It's going to be some work tracking down injury statuses this week, I'd imagine. Trey Burton's going to be at the top of the list. Where do you understand he is? Anthony Miller and that ankle's got to get checked up on, and feel free to drop in any other injury notes if you think I'm missing one.
Yeah, well, I think the Bears got out of that game pretty clean. Don't remember anybody going to the locker room.
No.
You know, so Trey Burton, obviously the big one, and with Adam Shaheen not doing enough. You know, as Nagy said, he's got to see more from him. Ben Bronecker basically got pulled out of the game in the second half because he was just a non-factor in the first half. So they need Trey Burton. That, you know, we've talked about this, that it's sort of a disconcerting notion that he would be the linchpin to this offense, but it turns out he might be. So they need him back, and Nagy said he was close. Burton did not try anything on the field before that Eagles game in January. Well, he was on the field before the Thursday night game, and so that alone would tell you that he's closer to playing, but he's got an extra day today. You know, this is an extra practice they're going to have this afternoon, as opposed to a normal week when they would have played on Sunday. So we'll see if he's out there today, and then we'll talk to Nagy after practice, which is helpful for us because we can get an update there. And then if he's not practicing Wednesday, then you just have no faith that he's going to go against Denver.
We talked earlier about the Antonio Brown saga, and I don't know if a saga can take 36 hours, but what how that
Twitter agent can,
and how that happened. And you know, I found myself having a little more complicated feelings than I thought, because I'm not really, I don't like the way the Raiders go about their business. I don't have a lot of respect for what John Gruden is doing internally or externally, and I'm of two minds about whether or not the Patriots will be able to get something positive out of this guy. However, here is a player in a league where the power is slanted entirely towards management and ownership, a player having the ability to use social media essentially to dictate his future. And those who say, "Oh, it's a bad precedent. Who could allow something like this?" I don't mind a player or the player's side winning one every once in a while. It doesn't bother me all that much.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me either. I think, though, when you look at Brown, there is an element of ego that was not part of who he was when he entered the league as an unheralded, you know, mid-round draft pick out of, what was it, Central Michigan. You know, this guy has changed in a way that, for everything that we in the public value about team building, it just doesn't fit that way. And I think that's why this is so distasteful, is that you just see the ego and how outsized it is here. I think we'll always have a problem with a player not being satisfied when the paycheck is as big as it is there. And that's always something that everyone in the public has to come to terms with in their own way. You know, like for us, and, you know, we've talked about on this show the brutality of the sport and how these guys earn this money. And if they can provide that value for their company, then they deserve to make it and all that. But when you combine that together, there's just something about the team element that is missing from Brown's attitude, the way it's been expressed and his personality here. I just find it unsavory. You know, maybe he goes on to New England and he's a good teammate and he plays well and he got his way, and he will look back on this with no regrets. But that's the way I kind of felt about it at the end. I agree with you. The Raiders seem like a mess and seem like they're not exactly starting at the same starting line as the other 31 teams.
The other team well behind that starting line is the Miami Dolphins. And this is a little bit more long-term, Rich, but, you know, first step is score a touchdown on offense and, you know, win a game and all that kind of stuff for the Bears. But what they have to do their due diligence. And if the Dolphins are going to have a fire sale here, they are not without some interesting players. Tight end has been an issue of depth. Mike Gesicki doesn't suck. I mean, that's a pretty decent. How much worth are, do you think the Bears might be interested in doing if that team is going to get rid of anything that moves?
Yeah, that's a good question. I haven't looked at their roster in any detail, but just understanding where the Bears are in this window and their own internal expectations, if they feel like there are some positions that could be addressed quickly in a meaningful way and actually produce, then I think they'll make those calls. We know Ryan Pace is constantly exploring trades. Mm-hmm. It happened with the kicker, you know, recently in a move that appears to have worked out for the Bears based on, again, what we saw yesterday from Kari Vedvik, my guy.
Your guy. You got to own that.
I'll own it. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it makes sense, right? I mean, it makes sense to get on the phone with them, and draft capital is going to be an issue. I mean, if the whole tanking sure. thing is the way it's playing out, then that's what the Dolphins will want. The Bears won't have a ton to offer in that regard. But if you're talking about a tight end, yeah, the price is not the same as an outside linebacker. So it would make sense to me. And yeah, if the Dolphins do, you know, go on this historic fire sale and there's this mutiny there, then yeah, why not get involved if you're the Bears?
Rich, thanks as always, man. We appreciate it.
Have a great week, guys.
That is Rich Campbell of the Chicago Tribune. The segment brought to you by ShootPointBlank.com. When we come back, I've got free golf for you. We're going to give away a round of golf for two at the top-rated Bog Golf Club.
Well, all right then. Cubs have made a move as well. Obviously, the NFL dominated the weekend, but there's a storyline or two attached to the Chicago Cubs. We're calling up their top prospect in Nico Hoerner. There are much, much bigger issues afoot, though, for that franchise. We'll get into them when we come back. It's Bernstein McKnight, 670 The Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Hooters Monday Night Moneyball at HootersMoneyball.com. In tonight's late Monday Night Football contest, Denver visits Oakland. At long last, the drama is over in Oakland, with Antonio Brown finally landing in New England. But will the stench leave a hangover? I don't really think so, because even before the separation, Oakland's captains had told John Gruden that the players were ready to move forward without AB. However, the Raiders really don't have any game breakers on offense. They'll need to rely on a rookie running back, Josh Jacobs. And what's more, Oakland's defense isn't much improved over last year. No nonsense and no music, rookie head coach Vic Fangio will have the Broncos defense flying behind Bradley Chubb and Von Miller, one of the NFL's elite pass rushing tandems. That spells a long night for Derek Carr, I'm sorry to say. Denver prevails, let's say by a score of 27-20, as Joe Flacco wins his Broncos debut. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Growing up doesn't mean the learning has to stop. Become a responsible firearm owner and register for a firearm training class at Shoot Point Blank. Plus, save 25% on Shoot Point Blank classes now through September. See ShootPointBlank.com for details. Some restrictions apply.
Do you love football? Do you live for Monday nights? Then you better get with the program and get down to Hooters every week to catch the game and play Monday Night Moneyball. You're just a few questions away from a chance at cash prizes and Hooters freebies. You love wings, you love ice cold beer, and who doesn't love the world famous Hooters girls? Head to Hooters to cheer, eat, and go for all the bread when you play Hooters Monday Night Moneyball. Check out HootersMoneyball.com to learn more right now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you can earn bonus points on more than 250 offers. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today or browse through our offers at O'ReillyAuto.com, where you can earn
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. You know those dark stains you notice on your ceiling? Those are bad because that could be mold, and you can't have mold. That's not healthy. And if you go down the basement, there's water in the basement. Sometimes it doesn't have to be one catastrophic incident. Sometimes over time, you realize there's water getting in there. You got to call Aloha Restoration because they take you from ruined to restored. They don't leave you trying to call somebody else to just tear out the damage, have another company restore it. A lot of people had it this year, especially people who live near the Fox River, Des Plaines River, water coming in. Call Aloha Restoration. They've seen it before. They can handle it. I had a ton of water in my house when I had an AC crap out, and it dumped all the water through my dining room ceiling. I said, oh, my God, what do I do? I said, oh, yeah, Aloha. And they were great. And they took my room from ruin to restored, and they will do the same with you. Aloha's the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. So call them, Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
Hear that? The stampede's coming.
Here we go, here we go.
Must be Ford Truck Month.
It's time to get the best deals on America's best-selling trucks for 42 years straight. But hurry, because this stampede won't be here for long.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. If you're considering buying a home in 2019, it's time to get serious. You never know when that perfect house is going to hit the market. Inventory is still low and the competition is going to be fierce. How do you get a leg up? By being pre-approved at thehomeloanexpert.com. Same day pre-approvals, lower rates, and we can get you closed in 14 days without all the headaches and hassles. The 5-minute loan approval only available at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
This is your White Sox Minute. I'm Jason Benetti. There have been a ton of thrilling moments on the South Side this season, from T.A.'s bat flip to Lucas Giolito's 200 strikeouts, Eloy Jimenez's power, and the all-star performances of Lucas and James McCann and Jose Abreu. While the 2019 season's winding down, it's already exciting to think about what's to come in 2020, and you gotta be here for it all. Secure your seat for next season today with a 2020 ticket package, as the White Sox offer full and partial ticket packages that fit anyone's schedule or budget. Get the best seats at the best prices with the best benefits like flexible payment plans and exclusive event invites. 2020 ticket plans are on sale now. Get yours by visiting WhiteSox.com or calling 312-674-1000 today. Remember, the home opener is March 26th, 2020. This has been your White Sox Minute.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Your world moves fast. Welcome to Velo, the nicotine product that was made to keep up. Velo is the modern take on nicotine. They're pouches that are made for you, made for right now. Because with no spit, no smoke, and no hassles, there are no limits to where you can go. So whatever your destination is, Velo's ready. Velo, no limits. Visit Velo.com, website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers, underage sale prohibited.
This is happening. Me in my office on Monday. Project hanging over my head like an anvil. And the new guy, Rick, shows up.
Been thinking about your problem there, boss. The answer's Upwork.
I'm not sure about Rick, but now I'm on Upwork and I'm seeing all the freelance help I need. Creative directors, designers, PMs, all available now. Then I see something even better. Project delivered. With Upwork, this is happening.
People call me R-Dog.
Yeah, that's not happening, Rick.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
Visit Webb Chevy for a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at the right price with the right options. Get the payment you want and the vehicle you deserve. Visit Webb Chevy today at two convenient locations in Oaklawn or Plainfield.
Do you want the job done or the job done right? If you're hiring for your business, you want it done right. You want Glassdoor. Simply post your job on Glassdoor and just like that, it's available to over 67 million job seekers. Glassdoor only matches you with the best applicants, so you can find the right fit faster in half the resumes. Plus, they're 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. Hire better, hire faster. Start your free trial today at glassdoor.com/hire.
Dell has something extra for small businesses, up to 45% off during their semi-annual sale. It's a perfect time to update to Windows 10 with huge deals on business computers featuring Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything. Call Small Business Technology Advisors who can help you achieve your business goals affordably with low monthly payments on the right tech for you. Just call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals for semi-annual savings.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Wow, the off-air French fry debate has apparently sparked international controversy. All of a sudden, this is on Twitter, and when somebody from the I'm Fat podcast weighs into a debate about French fries, next thing you know, it becomes an obsession, and this is a thing.
Listen, if you're a lover of the I'm Fat podcast, and who isn't? I mean, let's be honest. Who's not a lover of the I'm Fat podcast? I'm excited for the next couple of weeks.
There's something coming up.
I'm excited about it. I don't want to say it's not my place. I don't want to tell stories I'm not allowed to tell. But listen, here's the two immutable facts about French fries. One is that if we're talking about a fry that holds a consistency and has a surface area ratio that will also take any kind of dipping sauce or extra piled on top, the waffle fry is the fry for you. That's your fry. Also, there are no more worthless fries than shoestring fries. The thinner you cut them, the more useless they become. There is no point to a thin French fry.
This is a great way to get ketchup on your fingers.
It's just awful.
If you're trying to salvage those last five or six fries, they're tiny.
What's the plan? The moment I go, shoestring fries, I guess I'll use a fork on my fries.
Hold on a second, Jay. Hearing you say those words, to me that sounds like, that's a great way to get ketchup on your fingers.
No, it's not.
As if you're looking for ways to get, you know what? Hey, I might just end up with ketchup on my fingers.
Rick and I have discussed this before. Thanks for listening.
Episode 13, by the way, if you would like to go back and check out our French fry power rankings.
Only two behind in the I'm Fat podcast.
We don't like stuff on our hands. We like to stay clean while we eat. It's important to us. We don't want to contaminate any bites with random sauce on our fingers.
See, I'm not that big on fries that have a bunch of crap on them, because it's same principle with nachos where it just starts to lose its integrity. I will pepper the hell out of fries and put a little bit of salt,
mm-hmm.
and that's like, for me, that's perfect. And then if it's from certain places, then I will pick a specific dipping sauce. Well, but more likely than not, I just season the hell out of them.
If I may, this is why the waffle fry is the right fry for that kind of stuff. Well, because it resists getting soggy because of the way it's laid out and the surface area it's got.
You're right. Waffle fries are terrific. There's no argument there. What we need to do is we need to establish the replacement level French fry. What is our middle ground? So then we can come up with power rankings and saying how much better a waffle fry is from X.
It's a crinkle fry.
That might be true. And I really like crinkle fries because they're very consistent.
A crinkle fry has zero war.
They're never great. Exactly.
Okay.
They're the Ronnie Cedeno of fries.
They're fine. And actually underrated, I believe, the Orida regular crinkle fry.
In the bag?
Yeah. Slightly, maybe a little bit overcooked to make it so you have to kind of shake the cookie sheet a little bit to get them off.
Yeah, no, I like a good shake.
And I'm a fan of the taste-wise, texture-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with that.
Crinkle-cut fries, when short, the shorter the crinkle, the you lose it. It needs to be a certain length, though, because you want enough crinkles per fry.
And as long as they don't have my French fry pet peeve, what's killing French fries has been the proliferation of this rice flour dust that has been put on the outside. Burger King started it, and then others have used fast food fry.
Okay.
And it's a shortcut to crispness that isn't real, because they've coated the potato with the rice flour.
Interesting.
It's fake, and it's wrong, and it's a scourge.
I didn't realize that had beset us as fry eating population goes, but I don't mind it, but I don't like a lot of it. You know, like, I'm not going back for it. I will eat those fries. I'm not going back for that in my French fries.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern football. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall. As the Big Ten West champion Northwestern Wildcats, led by Big Ten Coach of the Year Pat Fitzgerald, host UNLV Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. I said I was going to give away golf.
You did.
I did. So that means I ask for you to give me a number.
That's correct. That's what you're supposed to do. Give me the number 4, please.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Caller 4 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a round of golf for two at the top-rated Bog Golf Club. Located in Saukville, Wisconsin, the Bog is one of Arnold Palmer's top 5 courses in the country. Visit golfthebog.com. I mentioned during transition that if the Cubs season is a hospital patient, I'm calling hospice. I think it's
pretty
time to take it home.
It's not
and
pretty.
Let it. You're going to show me the rabbits, George?
We had this conversation. Jesus, that's dark. We had this. Does this rag smell like chloroform to you? We had this conversation.
Theo, smell this rag. What?
We had this conversation. So dark. We had this conversation when Addison Russell either was or wasn't on the roster. I can't remember which. And it didn't really matter, because Addison Russell as a player is kind of, we're over that hill, right? We kind of past that.
Yeah, what does it say when a player on your team gets hit in the face with a pitch and you're like,
It's a rough day at the office. Who's next?
That had to
hurt. You're like a hard-ass football coach just asking if he's up or down. You don't care about the human being at all.
Right.
It's like, what do we got, a freshman up? I don't really care. Just give me some other body. I need a body. No, we said it then. if you don't have Javi Baez, you're kind of screwed anyway.
Or Chris Bryant.
And as it, well, sure, I mean, we get on the list, and we will, but, you know, once you did lose Javi Baez, and once the last couple of weeks of not being Javi Baez occurred, you realize, okay, you really were kind of screwed, and you have been offensively for a little bit now. The offense has looked broken, and in some different ways than it did last season. So up come Nico Horner, apparently. Multiple reports now have Nico Horner, the top shortstop in the organization, top prospect in the organization, coming from AA to the Major League roster. We do not, as of yet, guys, I think have a 40-man move.
A corresponding move? No.
I counted things out.
I haven't seen one.
They're at 40. They've got four guys on the 60-day, so they are going to have to make some sort of move, I think, putting one guy on an injured list or moving somebody to the 60 or something like that in order to fit him on. Not a huge issue here. But, boy, you get to the point where this season, on the one hand, I kind of commend the front office for pouring more and more into this iteration of the team, believing that what they do, that this can be a playoff team, and once they get there, that they still have a chance. I don't know if they're right or wrong. I'm willing to be wrong on it. I don't think they're there. Not as injured as they've been, not as bad as they've been in the rotation, but this will be, assuming he comes up, this will be yet another prospect that you've mainlined, that you've fast-tracked. And you've got a whole bunch of examples of prospects who you fast-tracked and have perhaps suffered developmentally because of it.
Maybe, but that's always a chicken and the egg thing. It's a post hoc ergo propter hoc thing. It was somebody who fails, who happened to have come up early, and said, well, he was rushed. And it's, you're never able to tell. You even if you gave some guys a proper gestation period, sometimes it's just, the only reason they're bad is because Major League Baseball's hard.
Well, Major League Baseball is very hard. I'll give you that. And on that roster, you don't have anybody who could participate at that level and play shortstop at the same time. Therefore, Nico Horner. You know, that's
what
we're doing.
You're not playing Bodie at short. You're not playing Robel Garcia at short. No.
Because it's more than likely. I mean, listen, if you've got a fractured finger, it's more than likely that Javi Baez is not a factor into the playoffs. I mean, we'll find that news out today. That's what the MRIs are for and the x-rays and all that good stuff. But I think you have to. The safe thing is to assume that Javi Baez, even if he does come back, is probably not going to be Javi Baez. Not until next season.
My guess is he's done for the year. And that would be, it's like in football, I mean, the story, remember, you know, Steve DeBerg is playing a playoff game with a metal pin sticking out of his finger and all the, like, obviously if it's football, they splint it up, they tape it up, you go. But
yeah,
I don't see it happening.
No, dude, and you lose like one digit and the manipulation of that bat just isn't the same. You can't do the things he does.
Chris Bryant's right knee is
still barky,
is not good. And the other thing is Cole Hamels, it should be shut down.
He's been bad.
And not just bad.
And he doesn't look right.
There's no velo. No. And it doesn't seem like the ball's going where he wants it to go at the speed he wants it to get there. I mean, that looks like old pitcher needs to be shut down if he's going to be salvaged at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we'll see if they, I suppose you could space out the rotation some and get a couple extra days here or there. They do have, you know, they're only in the stretch of 17 strike games before their next off day, but maybe you can find a spot or two to widen things out rotation-wise. Joe has liked to do that, but when you're playing from behind in a division at 3.5 games and barely clinging to the last wild card spot, that's more difficult to do.
The midday midway is coming up, and I've got an update on a story that we did months ago. Do you remember Maurice the French Rooster?
Maurice the French Rooster. Vaguely, yes. Okay. I may need to be reacquainted.
Well, we have had an outcome in the case of Maurice,
okay,
the French Rooster.
Good to know.
And as we mentioned, ketchup earlier in the French fry discussion that bubbled up from the grease, there is a new, I don't call it, it's a gimmick, but it's one that makes sense about how to properly pour ketchup.
Okay. Oh.
Apparently,
right.
We have a new standard best practice.
I have a story about France myself. It is horrifying. And something that a college football program is doing that is really, really cool, even if the college football program is horrendous.
I am so with you on this.
All right. We'll get to it in the midday. Midway, it's next. Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Hey, it's Olin Cruz. I'm on the Scores team of Bears experts. Hear me talk Bears on your favorite Score shows throughout the week. And before and after every Bears game. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. A radio.com sports station.
Ready to get away to a place that's uniquely magical? Then enter for a chance to win a uniquely Orlando sweepstakes. Go to visitorlando.com and enter to win an Orlando vacation, including a four-night hotel, theme park tickets, and more. Enter at visitorlando.com/trip.
People love Brooklinen sheets. They are recommending Brooklinen.com. That's because once you sleep on them, you'll love them. They were the winner of best online bedding in that category, but good housekeeping. 35,000 plus five-star reviews, more than any other online bedding company. They have figured this out. It is a way to get you luxury bedding at a fraction of the price. This is like five-star hotel quality stuff, and they've made it so easy. I have Brooklinen sheets. I love my Brooklinen sheets, and they feel great. They look great. You can mix and match over 20 colors and patterns, and you don't need to know all the buzzwords, and you don't get upsold, and you don't have to go to some boutique and pay through the nose. So they've solved this, and my Brooklinen sheets are the most comfortable sheets that I've slept on. Their towels can turn a bathroom into a spa. I can't recommend them more. So treat yourself to this upgrade with this exclusive offer from Brooklinen.com. Just because you're listening, you know what you get? 10% off and free shipping when you use the promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product. All of their sheets and comforters and towels come with a lifetime warranty. And the only way to get a 10% off and free shipping is by using the code Dan at Brooklinen.com. It's Brooklinen.com. Promo code Dan. It's Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
Can you steer your car with your beer belly? Lose the weight with Nutrisystem for men. Just eat the food and lose the weight. Pizza, pasta, burgers, you won't go hungry. Perfectly balanced to put your body in fat-burning mode. Lose up to 18 pounds in your first month. Money back guaranteed. Get $50 off plus a week of protein pack shakes free with this radio-only offer at Nutrisystem.com/radio. That's Nutrisystem.com/radio. Average weight loss in a study was 15.5 pounds. Call to cancel within the first 14 days. Discount with auto delivery. Food charged and shipped every 4 weeks. Call or see website for details.
Burris Equipment is your construction equipment headquarters in the Chicagoland area. Member of the Great Lakes Construction Association and the experts on the right piece of equipment for the job. Need to operate worry-free where other machines cannot? The Kubota SVL series track loaders are designed for the difficult jobs. It's easy to maneuver, has best-in-class breakout force, and the largest cab in the industry. Come test drive a Kubota track loader today at one of their three locations in Waukegan, Lakemoor, and Joliet, or visit them at burrisequipment.com for details.
Hello, I'm Dr. Rahul Kare, the founder of Innovative Express Care. Recreational marijuana will soon be legalized in Illinois, but there are benefits to being a medical marijuana cardholder. You will save up to 30% in taxes and have the ability to grow your own marijuana plants. Our doctors will help you get your card in just 5 days. For more information, visit InnovativeMMJ.com. That's InnovativeMMJ.com. We take insurance.
Want to bet? The all-new Sportsbook at Ameristar East Chicago is your exclusive destination for all things sports betting. We're your 50-yard line, behind home plate, center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action and the best prop bets, turning every moment of every game into a chance for something big. So grab the crew, some tasty food, and place your bets at the one, the only, the Sportsbook at Ameristar East Chicago. Must be 21. For more information, see My Choice, Promotions Cashier, or Club Hollywood. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
On Saturday, September 14th, join us for some family fun in Rosemont at the Larry A. Pigofsky All-Star Challenge, benefiting the GI Research Foundation, Chicago sports legends Fergie Jenkins, Ryan Dempster, Jermaine Dye, Ozzie Guillen, Carlos Zambrano, Maglio Ordóñez, and many more will compete in a softball game plus home run derby at Impact Field, home of the Chicago Dogs. Come out and enjoy a day of softball, Miller Lights, and more. Tickets available at ChicagoAllStarChallenge.com. That's ChicagoAllStarChallenge.com.
Hey, you're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
It's a Townstone Financial Mortgage Monday. You won't need to call timeout after using Townstone for your home purchase, refinance, or reverse mortgage. Guaranteed great rates and low closing costs. Townstone.com.
Your Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves will open the season on Saturday, October 5th. For group and season tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Napa Know How.
Now at Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $20 prepaid Visa gift card when you buy oil, air, and cabin air filters. Because let's be honest, you probably don't remember the last time you changed them. So buy all three filters at your local Napa and get $20 back. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. Limit two prepaid cards per household while supplies last. Offer ends 10/31/19.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
The Midday Midway brought to you by Fisher Oven Roasted Never Fried Snack Nuts. Never fried, nothing to hide. The lead today was the context of the football weekend. The fact there was a football weekend. There was a lot of carnage out there. There were a lot of missed kicks. There were a lot of exciting games. And at least as Connor brought it to air, there wasn't much to make you feel better about what you saw from the Bears.
I did not feel washed. I bathed in the football, but I do not feel washed.
I took the Cubs season and put it in that van that they have for all the horses at Santa Anita. Because
the death van?
The death van for Cutie. This is not been feeling all good. And Nico Horner's getting called up, and this might be kind of the last gasp. There could be a death rattle in this, but
watch him hold on. Somehow win a wild card game behind a gritty, super gritty 500 pitches from John Lester. And then they make the DS and get waxed.
Well, yeah. Nah.
All right, so the University of Tennessee is far from its golden days. T. Martin's not walking through those doors. He is somewhere, though. He's got himself a job. I can't remember where. But this is an awesome, awesome story. A Florida middle school student, fourth grader, wore a homemade University of Tennessee T-shirt to school this last
week. It was an orange T-shirt with a piece of paper.
Yep.
Literally pinned on, and on the piece of paper in pencil, he wrote U of T.
Yep. And it looks like a fourth grader drew it, but he was so excited for his Vols that he drew it and pinned it onto his shirt and wore it to school. And because middle schoolers sometimes need help in how to treat other kids, he was made fun of.
It's grade school, not middle
for
school.
Wearing. Yeah, I guess it would be grade school. Fourth grade is grade school. Okay. So anyway, he's there at school and he's being made fun of for the homemade T-shirt. He didn't have a UT T-shirt to wear to school. He did what he could. He wanted to rep his guys. He got made fun of. It went onto Facebook. His teacher was trying to get him an actual U of T T-shirt and asked online whether or not anybody had any connections to the university. As it turns out, the university caught wind of this, and the University of Tennessee is now selling. They have made...
Well, wait, first they sent him a box of swag.
Well, yeah, you got the swag.
He sent him a ton of stuff, sure. And then the teacher put pictures of him receiving all of that on Facebook as well.
So now the shirt is being sold. They've actually made it, not with the pinned sign, of course, but they've put his drawing, his design, onto a T-shirt. They're now selling on the online school store.
Sold
a portion of the proceeds from each shirt gets donated to an anti-bullying charity. That is the way to do it.
That's how
that
you do it.
Is good work. Well done. And I'll be honest, I haven't rooted for Tennessee football for a very long time. And after losing to Georgia Southern and losing to BYU in the first 2 weeks of the year, I don't think they're going anywhere. But good on you, Volunteers.
Maurice the Rooster, we take you to France. We take you to the rural island of Oléron. If you remember, Maurice was a rooster that was doing what roosters do, and that is he was crowing when the sun comes up, and it was bothering people who referred to it as noise pollution, bothering, ironically, people who had rented or purchased places on the island from the city coming out because they wanted a more rural feel. But don't get too rural like having actual roosters around. And he was described as a nuisance, and his owner couldn't get him quiet, apparently, because Corinne Fesseau ended up being sued. The neighbors said he was a constituted noise pollution.
Yeah, okay.
And the rural mayors were outraged. They thought it was a threat to their way of life, brought forth by intolerant urbanites who refused to adapt to the sounds of the country. And there were petitions to save the rooster, and it finally went before a judge. In a long-awaited decision, a court in Rochefort, France, ruled that Maurice did not need to be quiet.
Oh, yeah.
His cocorico, as the French say, was not noise pollution under the law. So the owner, Fesseau, said, "Today, Maurice has won a battle for the whole of France." W-H-O-L-E. I don't know. There's no accent.
Yeah.
The crowing is one of several countryside noises in France that have become subject to tense legal battles. This crisis over traditions. And the rooster, of course, is also France's unofficial national symbol.
Is that right?
Adorning stamps and sports logos and France's seal of the Republic. And this has been described as a battle for the soul of France. I think that's probably a little hyperbolic. But if you are a city dweller and you want to feel like you're in the country and you want to spend time in the country, you're going to hear the sounds of the country.
Less hyperbolic and still very scary, this also from France. The headline reads, "Killer slime that can kill you in seconds is taking over France's beaches." Mm. The beaches have been inundated with lethal slime, from what experts say has the potential to kill sunbathers within seconds. Fears have heightened, and six beaches were closed this summer in Brittany as the killer slime took over the vacation destination. Piles of toxic algae have covered the shore on the northern coast near Saint-Brieuc. I can't do the French pronunciation. I have no idea how to do it.
Their second album was so great.
Very good stuff.
Toxic algae.
Due to the over-fertilization of nearby fields draining into the ocean, according to the news outlet. The sludge, here's how, which releases poisonous hydrogen sulfide gases that can lead to the loss of consciousness and cardiac arrest. That'll get you almost every time. Has washed up onto the shores for decades, but environmentalists say that the problem has worsened this summer due to exceptional weather. Wonder where that came from. The influx of green algae began very early. There were a few storms in June with a relatively wet month, which caused more water to flow, forming areas. Green slime all over the beaches. At least two people and dozens of animals have died from inhaling the toxic fumes in the area.
Ugh.
Though some warn the cases don't reveal the full scope. You know, that's the news way of saying it could be a whole lot worse than that.
I always grew up in a household that had Heinz ketchup in the classic bottle. And that was just that we didn't have a whole lot of rules. One of the things about, to this day, my father wants Heinz ketchup in a glass bottle. So a little Buck Showalter in that regard.
Man, I don't know. Get to it just squeeze the way it is. Squeeze ketchup.
Well, he also, and I was always taught that there was a proper way to get the ketchup out of the bottle.
Yeah.
And I don't eat a lot of ketchup. I don't. It's not a real staple for me, but there's some things. You know, meatloaf requires ketchup. Onion rings for me. Onion strings.
Really?
Yeah, the good ones. Like the Hackney's Brick or the Jean and Georgette's onion strings require Heinz ketchup.
I got you.
And he would always say, hold the bottle like this and don't hit the butt end of the bottle. You hit you hit upward with the bottle angled at 45 degrees. You hit upward on the bottom end, but not the very bottom. But near the back, you get up where that knocks it down. That's sort of, and he's always said this is the proper way to pour ketchup.
Sure.
Well, he's kind of right.
Okay.
After all these years, because Heinz ketchup has introduced a newly arranged bottle with an offset label, and you say, well, what the hell? It's sitting there on the shelves, and the label's sideways. Well, it's not quite sideways, but the label has been designed to get you to 45 degrees because once you get the label back to center. And properly aligned,
that's your proper
pouring angle. Huh. And right now, it's only on shelves in Canada, but it's probably going to be coming here. And you say, oh, they screwed up those labels. The labels are all offset. They're offset on purpose, and that is to show you tilt. When the label looks normal, now you are at 45 degrees. It doesn't say where or if to hit the bottle, but some of this... You know, this sort of these old wives' tales or the family wisdom, whatever that has been handed down, apparently was correct, according to Heinz.
I was always told that you go for the angle. Obviously, you go for the angle because you straight up and down, it's never going to get you any ketchup. But then you hit the 57 at the, you know, right as the taper kind of goes into the bottle proper.
Oh, you literally hit where the 57
is. Yeah, you kind of like karate chop the 57 on the angle. I don't know if you guys are on board with that, but that's always kind of my thing. My brother, though, ever the iconoclast, does not adhere to any of those rules and just, you know, you get in there with the knife and just scrape out whatever the hell you want. I know. It's ridiculous. It's just nonsense. It's pure nonsense. And it always ends up with more ketchup on the plate or burger or whatever than he wants. But to hell with it, because he can't be bothered with convention, the rules, civility. Teacher, he teaches young people. That is the midday. I know, right? That is the midday midway. We do it every day here on the Bernstein and McKnight show. The Cubs are making a little bit of news, some baseball to get to. Mick Gillespie, who is the play-by-play man for the Tennessee Smokies in Double A, the most recent team of one Nico Horner, who, according to reports, is going to make his make the Cubs roster soon here, perhaps his debut tonight. We're going to get a scouting report from him on the Cubs' top prospect. Plus, more baseball with Joe Sheehan at 11:20. It's the Bernstein and McKnight Show at 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, visit your local Hyundai dealer and the all-new Hyundai Palisade.
Hey, I'm thinking about trading in my car for a new one.
Oh, I got a guy.
I need a new car.
Oh, I got a guy.
I think I need a bigger car.
Ah, I got a guy.
You've got a friend in the business at Continental Motors with 8 locations in Countryside, Hodgkins, Hinsdale, and Naperville or at ContinentalMotors.com.
How do you know if you're not the world's best driver? Well, there are wives.
Slow down, honey.
There are husbands.
Easy on the brakes.
And there are father-in-laws.
You're a terrible driver.
Fact is, 94% of us think we're good drivers. DriveWise from Allstate lets you prove it, with feedback to help you drive safer, giving you the power to actually lower your cost. Now that you know the truth, are you in good hands?
Download the Allstate app to get DriveWise and save up to 20%. DriveWise optional, savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Hey, Connor McKnight here. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering all laser LASIK starting at just $495 per eye. So you should do what I did and stop putting off LASIK surgery. It's the best decision I've made in years. Had the surgery a little over a month ago, and my results have been amazing. After being in glasses and contacts for 25 years, I'm seeing 2015. And at my one-month checkup just last week, I was able to pick up a couple of letters on the 2010 line. It's pretty great. You should call or go online to schedule your free consultation with Sharp Vision Modern LASIK and see if you're a candidate for all laser LASIK. The consultation is awesome. Not only is it free, they take you through each and every step of your process with the all laser LASIK and answer questions along the way so you leave feeling nothing but confident and ready to trust Sharp Vision Modern LASIK with your vision like I trusted them with mine. Give Sharp Vision Modern LASIK a call. See why the team is overqualified and not overpriced. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing.
Hey, it's Danny Parkins for Sport Clips, where I get my hair cut because I love the MVP experience with a massaging shampoo, the relaxing scalp massage, and the legendary hot-themed towel. But I also love the convenience. You get the Guy Smart stylist, no appointment needed, walk-ins are welcome, they're open 7 days a week, and your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. Now the cut you want is just a tap away. Download today and check in. Whatever the cut, now there's a shortcut. So head on out to Sport Clips. You choose the cut, they cut the wait.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Before I moved my savings to Marcus by Goldman Sachs, my account just sat there doing nothing because I was too attached. Now my money's growing like my hair used to in the past. It's like I have a new hairdo that cannot be surpassed.
You can money with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account. Earn 4 times the national average at Marcus.com.
National average data provided by Informa, and accuracy cannot be guaranteed. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog.
for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Pros, when the job demands more of the supplies you use most, start with Lowe's. Because at Lowe's, we stock the right quantities you need for any size job and at everyday savings, like up to 30% off drywall, drywall accessories, and insulation every day when you buy in bulk. Order at Lowe'sForPros.com and we'll have your order ready for pickup with dedicated pro loaders to get you loaded up and back to the job site faster. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans.